Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice was on Capitol Hill today, seeking approval for a landmark civilian nuclear deal with India. The deal would break a decades-old U.S. policy to isolate India for not signing the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty. Some members of Congress argue the deal jeopardizes the Bush administration's non-proliferation efforts. Today, Rice denied that. NPR's Michelle Kellerman has our report.
Secretary Rice describes the deal in grand strategic terms. She says India is a natural partner for the United States, and Washington wants to help it become a global power, or as analysts say, a counterweight to China. But lawmakers are worried about some of the specifics, whether the deal to provide India with nuclear fuel and technology for civilian power plants would actually help it build more bombs.
The course of history is not going to be kind to us if we certainly are involved in an arms race.
The chairman of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, Republican Richard Lugar of Indiana, was sounding skeptical as he described the civil nuclear deal with India as one of the most ambitious foreign policy initiatives to come before Congress in years.
Although the U.S.-India civilian nuclear agreement would move India into a closer relationship with the International Atomic Energy Agency and would put more Indian reactors under safeguards, it would not prevent India from expanding its nuclear arsenal.
And that's just one of many concerns that were raised in both House and Senate hearings today. Criticism Secretary Rice said she wanted to take head on.
Nothing we or any other potential international suppliers provide to India under this initiative will enhance its military capacity or add to its military stockpile.
She said the U.S. would be in a better position to influence regional dynamics if it builds up strong relations with both India and Pakistan, and that, she said, would help deter an arms race. Massachusetts Democrat John Kerry criticized the Bush administration for not making tougher demands on India, but said he's inclined to support the deal.
I think we have to get over this notion that because of what's happened in past history, we can't deal with new realities that are on the table. If we always stay stuck in the same place, we never advance any ball. But that is not to say that I think you have advanced the ball as far as you could have.
Illinois Democrat Barack Obama pointed out, for instance, that 8 of India's 22 nuclear plants would be off limits to United Nations inspectors. Others were concerned about the timing of the deal, just as the U.S. wants to keep nuclear know-how out of Iranian hands. Then there were practical concerns raised by, among others, Democrat Barbara Boxer, who complained that the administration is asking Congress to amend legislation without all of the technical arrangements for inspections in place.
You're really, in many ways, ducking around the Congress. I think that this deal has to have more checks and balances. That's it.
The Bush administration does have an uphill battle in Congress, but also some big supporters. On the House side, the ranking Democrat on the International Relations Committee, Tom Lantos of California, predicted months of tough work that will result in what he said would be a new era in U.S.-Indian relations. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.